Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too, and wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? There's no one, you can lose in your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that, drawing the gold dump I will spin, Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along.
Jones show. I know I was supposed to make a return of the show last week, but I...
There's no show for you. No. I won't allow it until you get that haircut.
I will when I see some clippers.
They're in the cupboard in the hallway.
That's why I didn't see them.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I haven't played that since
none. What, are you turning into Robert now?
I am turning into Robert.
Oh, God. Yeah, right now I'm playing WWE 2K13. That was a little late, but it was like the last game I played was like WWE 12. So I decided I just wanted to play it just to catch up. So, yeah, I'm just playing that right now. It's kind of like, it's kind of a little bit tough. There you go, the Netbreaker. Sorry, just playing this a little bit. God, I'm getting my butt kicked. One of the things I wanted to talk about was, well, the Bucks. They did make it to the playoffs. I know I wanted to talk about them last week. If I didn't get a chance to do the show, but just wanted to talk about them last week. Of course, they're in the playoffs. They didn't win last night. It was just one of those things that I just thought they should have won, but just one of those things they need to get back into the drawing board and just figure out what needs to be done, because one of their weaknesses, they don't have no setup play for, like, anybody to score since they traded away on Brandon Knight. So it's just like, it's like a free-for-all with them. I think they got, like, everything that they got, like, everything together, but just the problem is they just don't got, you know, a set up play for somebody, you know, to take that grass ring and, score. Because, you know, like, they have, like, you know, they had, like, certain plays that was built for certain people, and, like, the problem is they don't have that yet. And, ooh, snap it. But, anyways, hopefully they win tomorrow and even up the series, but we will see. I guess another thing I did want to talk about was, about, you know, the new, last week they had the new logo, and it's pretty freaking awesome.
Move.
That's what I think.
What? Move. Mama needs to sit. Oh my gosh, what the hell happened to this?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys, yeah, this is going to drive me insane. Oh, did I put on the wrong? It's not on right at all.
Okay, we're going to take a little break. We will
it's
be right
okay.
back.
You know, I just got into OCD
no,
now,
no.
So I.
She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane, and she smiles all the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart. glimpse. Love is making sense. She's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said.
Reading further to see exactly how it's being allocated and
all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Right. I just think that the people can look a little bit further, like you said.
Right, but people won't. That's the whole problem.
It just sucks that, you know, some people are that way and they can't see, like, the bigger picture. Ooh, I messed up on that one. But, I'm glad when they're about to, you know, create this new arena or when it's about to start, and I know they don't have everything planned, but I just know that financially they still got a little bit things to work about, like that
right.
That final $50 million of what they're gonna do. And also, don't forget, like, the stuff that they want to, you know, build around it. And just people, you know, complain about that, too. It's like, I can understand, maybe there's other people that want to invest. Like, one of the owners already want to invest, like, around that area and want to get some stuff going.
And see, this is the thing. I can speak as for somebody who takes the bus through downtown Milwaukee a lot. There's a lot of changes going on down there right now. A lot of changes. Even to the point, Buckshead Saloon is open on Sunday mornings to serve a morning brunch for people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There are other places that are doing the same thing, and I think what people are seeing is there is a need for it. There are people who want to go out and do these things. So businesses are catering to it. On top of that, there was a couple of buildings between our house where we are, I'm not going to give our exact location, and downtown Milwaukee that, what's the word I'm looking for? That over the past couple of weeks, one of them is on MLK Drive that was being done up this morning. There was contractors and stuff in there, so there's a lot of businesses who are doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Right now, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Well, I guess it's just sad that just people don't see that. And plus...
And I'll tell you what was actually nice this morning. There was two, and I haven't seen it before. You know the little vendors that you see downtown who stand on the corners who sell hot dogs?
Right.
There was two vendors like that that didn't sell hot dogs, though. They were selling coffee and bagels.
Oh,
up
that's
and
a good
down
idea.
MLK Drive. And you know there's a couple of those little churches along there? Making an absolute killing.
I bet they are.
In the office upstairs. But the fact of it is that... I'll tell you a prime example. I went and got my hair cut yesterday for our wedding. Woo-hoo! And while I was in there, the woman was speaking to me, and she said to me, we were talking, and she said about being in Milwaukee, and I said, I like it here, and she rolled her eyes. My whole thing is that...
Wow, somebody actually said that.
Well, she rolled
her eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, but...
But, you know, my whole thing is that people have got to start investing more in it than you're taking pride in.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with some people. like they don't like it here, leave.
Well, but the whole thing is I've said this time and time again. Taking pride in your city starts with one easy thing, and that's taking pride in your home. Now, you know, yes, admittedly, we're getting married, so we wanted to get the backyard and everything looking good. But we already had plans as to what we wanted to do to keep our house looking nice on the outside.
Exactly.
And it's not been easy and everything. It's done a lot of hard work. And we're still not done. We're at a point where it's going to be okay for the wedding. But we still want to do more things to make it look nice, like make sure these glasses cut regularly and this lot. If everybody just started with their own section of their house,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's how you make changes. That's how you make things look better. And people seriously have to start doing that. Because a prime example, when we were out the back, doing up the backyard the very first week when Michelle came over, you weren't here. We're out there doing it. And a couple of the neighbors went by and said, oh my God, you're making us have to do our own backyards now so everything looks good. That's called a chain effect. You know,
right.
So other people see you doing it and taking pride. They're going to start taking pride. And it... Dawn, pull it up. You slide it up and then twist it. Slide it up towards you, then twist. But that's the whole point, is everybody has to take pride. If you go outside your home and you see trash on your lawn, don't just freaking leave it there. Pick it up. You know, it's simple as that.
Well, some people will do. You're right about that. And, like you said, hopefully it was, you know, inspire other people to do, clean up their yards and all that stuff. Just hopefully, you know, it'll reach everybody else. I take it that woman probably had a bad experience around here or something.
I don't know, but the whole point is that, you know, everybody has to start making their own neighborhoods look good and smelling good and being good and everything, and then it will ripple down. Other places will start doing, more people will start doing. Look at that guy who walks around asking people if he wants to pay them to rake their yard up and clean their yards up.
Right.
He's doing it because he wants to make money, but he doesn't. I don't think he gets the effect that it has on everything else. So I'm telling you now, if he comes by here in the summer and I've got $10, better be like, yeah, here you go. Oh no, where the leaves fall, yeah, yeah. Beat them up, you know.
Right. And I guess just little stuff like that just really. You know, it helps people like just want to do better in their areas, and it's just like, especially when things happen around the neighborhood too. It's like I know there are some people that got the, you know, like they got the signs like I'm watching my neighborhood and stuff like that.
Right.
It just we do need more of those. Just hopefully, you know, sooner or later, you know, that will spread, like, especially that stupid stop snitching crap.
Do you know what? To a certain extent, I understand the whole stop snitching thing. You know what I mean? When it's over every trivial little matter.
Right.
But when it's serious issues, then you've got to clean up your neighborhood that way, too. Get the bad element out of your neighborhood.
Right. Just hopefully they will, you know, do it that way.
Right. Eventually they will. Oh my God.
Right. What, is that the new pants that arrived?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't have to wear the jacket if you don't want to.
I'm wearing the jacket.
You look really good, though. You got a label. Oh, my God.
You know the bad thing.
What
is the radio show?
Oh.
So I was just bursting into tears on a radio show. My son's with you. What do you think of the jacket of the pants there?
I think I look.
Sharp?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a mess the day of the wedding. Oh my God!
Yeah. there we go. Hopefully within the week or so, the website will be back up. But then again, look for us on Facebook, Twitter, shout our videos on YouTube, and all that good stuff. We will have a aftermath show tomorrow, but any shows that's going on this coming week will not happen because we got a busy week ahead of us. So, apologize to you guys. So, anyways, just tune in tomorrow and listen. WFSO Aftermath. But until then, thank you for listening to the show, and y'all have a good day, and I hope y'all listen to us tomorrow. Good night. I mean, have a good day.